Hi, and welcome to Walking with Anxiety. I'm Stephen Dawes. For anybody who doesn't know what this podcast is about, it's basically me looking at mental health issues such as anxiety, depression, and anything else that is related to that. And what I'm trying to do is just to help people raise awareness for mental health problems. There are a lot of them around, and a lot more people, thankfully, are coming forward. But my aim is just to try and keep that awareness there, to try and help people who may be suffering from things that they either don't understand about or think that they're alone, which of course you're not. There are many other people who have similar problems themselves. Believe me, the subject that I'm talking about today is going to be a case in point. So that's what really why I'm doing this podcast, and also I'm broadcasting it on Periscope and also on YouTube, so that people can get the help that they want. I've also just restarted my Facebook group, Walking with Anxiety. So please go over and check that out. I'm hoping to have a discussion group on there. We can all support each other, get together, post things that we think are relevant or helpful to each other. So I'm going to be doing that, and I'm going to be working again on a bit more on that today. So please head over to that and see what you think. I'll try and put a link to that in the description if I can. The other thing I just wanted to quickly mention is that, as I say, I have a YouTube channel. Please subscribe to that, and that would be greatly appreciated. You can also hit the bell icon so that you can get updates on all of the videos I put on there. The podcast itself is going to be on Anchor, but it's, that gets distributed to Google Podcasts and Stitcher and many others. I can't think of more now, but there will be links to those as well in the description. So please check out those. Today's topic, the thing I want to talk about today, is one of my major problems that I have, and something that I really did think I was one of the only people to have for a long time, and that is emetophobia. Now, this is a very difficult subject for me to talk about, because even talking about it can be a trigger for me. So I wanted to put this forward to try and help people who also have this issue. And I'm going to show you, I'm going to read the official up here on the screen, the official definition of emetophobia. Emetophobia is a fear of vomiting or seeing other people being sick, which is pretty horrific, yes, I know. And one of the first things that people who aren't emetophobic or aren't suffering from anxiety will tell me is, well, yeah, but nobody likes that, and which I've mentioned in a previous podcast. And yes, nobody does like that, but that doesn't mean that it's not a phobia. It is a phobia for me. And it's something that I'm working very hard on and have been for many years to try and overcome, especially when you become a parent. And that's going to be another podcast that I'm going to be creating in the near future about how that anxiety, such as things like emetophobia, can affect you when you're a parent. Because obviously there are things that happen as a parent that could trigger your anxiety, so you need to be aware of that and how to deal with that. But yes, that's what it is. It's a fear of that, of vomiting or seeing other people being sick, and it can trigger real phobia response. You know, we're talking fight or flight thing going on. You know, you want to be out of that situation, you don't want to be anywhere near anyone like that. Just the thought of it can trigger you. It really is an unparalleled, for me, experience. And for me, a kind of a vicious circle, because when I get panic attacks and when I get really anxious, one of the common symptoms of that is feeling sick or feeling nauseous, which then triggers my emetophobia. So it's a very, very difficult situation. And all of those people who are emetophobics, I do sympathise incredibly with what you go through. And as I say, for many years, I didn't even know that, that other people suffered from this. I didn't even know what it was called. It wasn't until, you know, the internet came along and social media came along and Twitter that I started to think, hang on, there are other people who've got this situation, got similar things to me. I found some people on Instagram that had similar problems to me, and I was like, really? Is that what it is? I had no idea. And they were talking about their experiences. And I was thinking, wow, this is exactly the same as what I've been thinking and what I've been feeling for so many years. You know, even therapists and doctors that I've seen in the past didn't tell me what this was, or if they you know, if they did know, they didn't tell me, or maybe they didn't know, I don't know. But so it's been a long time thinking about this sort of thing. But it can be a big trigger for many people. It can cause people to avoid certain situations, social situations. This time of year, lots of bugs and viruses going around, lots of vomiting bugs going around. You know, every year you hear in the press, especially in the UK, about the norovirus every winter, and about how bad it is and how widely it's spreading. And that is really, for me, one of the most difficult parts of the year to deal with is the winter. And it is not widely diagnosed, but it is thought to be quite prevalent. And just reading off the screen here, this is on Anxiety UK's website, which I'll put a link into the description. Estimated 1.7 to 3.1% of males and 6 to 7% of females experience emetophobia. I didn't realise that. Varies enormously in how it affects people. Most worry excessively, though they are less likely than the general population to be sick because of all the steps they take to avoid being ill, which is true. And I am in that category. I don't drink. I drink maybe one or two glasses. Certainly not enough to get me drunk. Certainly not enough to get me a hangover, which could cause me to be sick. Don't do that. I avoid unsanitary cooking places such as burger vans, and that's something I've talked about before. I avoid anyone who has a hint of a virus or any areas that could have a virus in them. Hospitals, I don't like going to hospitals at all, only in exceptional circumstances. So all of these things, as they say, are avoidance things, and so it is actually far less likely for someone with emetophobia to be sick than someone who isn't. But, you know, I guess that's just the ironic part about it, really, is that you are so focused on it that you're making yourself immune in some ways, theoretically, to actually having it yourself. I'm just reading through the thing here. It says, for instance, some people may be unable to leave home if there are any tummy bugs going around, and they will avoid family and friends who have an illness. Again, that is very much me. I don't like social situations, particularly in the winter time, because of things like this, because you don't know who might have a stomach bug, you don't know who might have a virus like that. And I know that's not necessarily a very nice thing to say and to admit, but it's just the thoughts that go through your mind, and you're thinking, well, if I turn up here, there could be people that have viruses, there could be people that have tummy bugs, I don't know. They're not going to come in and announce, oh, you know, I've got such a terrible stomach bug today. Although that has happened to me in the past. I've been at work, in an office environment in the past, and someone has come in and said, oh, I feel so ill. You know, I've been up all night throwing up, but I had to come in to work this morning. And that will be it for me. That will trigger me to the point where I almost can't stay in the same room as them. And there have been times when I've had to actually say to the boss, look, can I just go home? Because this is not going to work at all. You know, I'm just going to be sitting here worrying and panicking for hours. And that is unfortunately the thing about it. That's, as with any phobia, it's the phobia and the feelings that you have that goes with it that can make the situation that much worse. And it's partly why my podcast yesterday about colds and sneezes spreading diseases is one of those things. You know, if you've got a stomach bug and okay, you don't feel well, but you might have to go out. That's fine. But if you don't have to go out, please don't, if you can help it, because, you know, there are lots of people like me and more people than I originally thought at first, who are going to be in a very unhappy situation if they're around people that have these problems. And plus the fact you're stopping it spreading, you know, and hospitals. I did have to go to hospital a couple of weeks ago with my wife, and they've already got signs up in there saying, if you've got diarrhea or vomiting, please don't come to the hospital. And, you know, these are the sensible precautions that they need to put in place to stop it spreading to the wider population. It's something that we can all do. We can all do to help each other get through it. And it's a very difficult thing this time of year. And certainly for me, one of my major triggers. I've got a little bit of a cold coming now, because obviously there is cold in the family, in amongst us as a family at the moment. And that doesn't worry me as much. Colds I can deal with. It's tummy bugs, it's other things that can cause my mimetophobia to trigger that can be a big issue. For example, going on boats. Classic problem most people have on boats is seasickness. Now, I don't suffer from that, but it still causes me to trigger whenever I go on a boat. And I have to be really, you know, like 2 or 3 days before I go on a sailing, I check the weather. Is it going to be calm? Is everything going to be fine? Is there going to be rough seas? You know, and that used to go through my mind quite a lot, even though it never affected me, thankfully. It was something that always went through my mind a great deal. And you don't necessarily understand what you're doing until someone points it out to you. You know, so when I was reading these things on Twitter and on Facebook, and someone would say, oh, you know, I'm going on a boat tomorrow. I've been checking the weather for the last week to make sure that everything's going to be fine. I'd be like, hey, I do that. I never even realised that was a thing. That, you know, I just assumed it's, oh, I'm just taking precautions. I'm just being, you know, I'm just making sure that everything's going to be okay. But it's something that happens to everybody. A lot of people do those exact same things. And it's not until you meet other people and experience what they, you know, and hear about what they've done, you realise actually you're not alone. And these things do happen to a lot of people. So if you think that this is you, if you think that you may have emetophobia, what I would suggest is that try and get some support. Obviously, you need to speak to your doctor or your therapist. There are things that they can do to try and minimise the feelings of it. And they, you know, might not necessarily be able to get rid of it for you, but there are ways that they can help you to deal with it. Ways that they can help you, countermeasures that they can put in place to try and help you deal with the feelings you're getting. The exposure therapy can be very beneficial to many people, so that's obviously another option you can take on board. Find some support. There are many anxiety support groups out there. There are even some specific to emetophobia on Twitter and on Facebook. Speak to those people. You know, join them. Instagram have them as well. A lot of people in the same situation. Talk to them. By talking to them, you get to understand how you feel, how it fits into your life as well as everybody else's. So this is something that I obviously have a big issue with, and I want to try and help as many other people who may have a similar issue as me. And even now, talking about it, as I say, my anxiety level is rising even as I'm talking about it. So you know, I fully understand that why people feel the way that they do, and even as I say, even talking about it can be a big trigger. So again, that's about it for today's podcast. Thank you for joining me, as always. If you have any comments about this particular topic or any topics you want to cover in the future, please let me know in the comments and I'll do my best to deal with those and answer any questions that I have going forward. As I said before, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Please keep an eye on my podcast and things like that, on my Facebook group. We're going to be talking about all types of things on there, so in the coming weeks and months. So until next time, thank you very much for joining me. I hope that you have a good few days up until the new year, and I'll see you next time. Thank you very much for joining me now. Bye bye.